I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeremy from Bothell is. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jeremy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Today's the day.
I love that attitude. What fruit is dried to produce raisins?
Great.
Correct. The Francis Scott Key Bridge recently collapsed in what U.S. state?
Boston.
No.
Or Massachusetts.
No.
Rhode Island.
No.
Damn it.
What Mariners player has the nickname J-Rod?
Pass.
In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
France?
No.
England?
No.
China?
No. The first movie ever to put out a motion picture soundtrack was what Disney film?
Snow White.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what symbol shares a key with the number one?
Exclamation point.
Correct. In the Pac-Man video game, what is the name of the pink ghost?
Pinky.
Yes. What insect is able to survive without its head?
Praying mantis.
No.
Worm?
No. Jeremy, you got four correct.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure today is the day for you, to be honest.
You know, crazier things have happened.
Yeah, maybe Steve's, you know, distracted with the Mariners.
That's all he can think about is baseball.
He's got his thinking cap on, though, so maybe not. Oh, man, I didn't even think about it. If I get a perfect 10, I have to wear this hat during Beat Mix forever.
That's yep. True.
I would
That's
love
a lot
that.
Of pressure.
Steve, are you ready?
Go Julio!
For anyone that wants to know what's happening right now, Steve Migs, his mask was tangled up in the microphone cord.
It was.
He cannot play the game without wearing the eye mask.
I was starting to panic.
I can't. Saw it.
Without, this is like my safety blanket. Like if I'm Linus with this.
Okay, right, is it on? Okay.
Yes, I'm good.
What fruit is dried to produce raisins?
Grapes.
Correct.
Raisins are awesome.
They're disgusting.
Just shut
the Francis Scott Key Bridge recently collapsed in what U.S. state?
Baltimore.
No.
Maryland. Sorry.
Correct.
Yes.
What Mariners player has the nickname J-Rod?
It's not his nickname. It's Julio Gulio. And that's Julio Rodriguez.
Yes. In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
I'm going to go Russia.
No.
America.
No.
France.
No. The first movie ever to put out a motion picture soundtrack was what Disney film?
Snow White?
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what symbol shares a key with the number one?
Exclamation point.
Yes. In the Pac-Man video game, what is the name of the pink ghost?
Pinky.
Correct. What insect is able to survive without its head?
A snail?
No.
A worm?
No.
Caterpillar?
No. What do you call a shape with seven sides?
Hexagon?
No.
7-11.
No.
Sexagon?
No.
Sexagon?
The sitcom Frasier is a spinoff of what show?
Cheers.
Yes.
Did you say Sexadong?
Yes. Sexadong. Yes, okay. It did say Sexadong.
Making sure.
And with
it's
that,
a good movie.
You get 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4.
Yes.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, normally I would feel bad. Yeah, you can tell everybody. But I don't really. Go ahead and tell
everybody. I'm the man, just like Julio Rodriguez. Luis Castillo.
He didn't get that one correct, so that was unfortunate. And he didn't know the bridge that recently collapsed, what state that was in. So, you know, I don't really feel that bad for Jeremy. But let's see. In what country were the first potatoes fried and served as French fries?
I would just guess Ireland because... No.
Belgium.
Really?
Belgium?
Belgium.
Like the waffles?
Yes.
Jeez, they're taking all the good stuff.
They are. What insect is able to survive without its head?
He said praying mantis, and I swear that would have been the right one.
You know, thinking about it, maybe it is. I don't know. But the one that I have is cockroach. They can survive weeks without their head.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that like, whoa.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Like, they just survive. They can survive anything.
Yeah. Try to kill them? Nope. They'll.
Well, now that I think about it, that makes perfect sense.
Yep. And what do you call a shape with 7 sides? You were close, Steve. It's not a hexagon, it's a heptagon.
So it's not a sexadong.
I wish the 6th one was a sexadong.
Oh my God.
Well, congratulations on beating Jeremy.
Another one bites the dust. Well, you seriously won't believe what some people are doing, all out of a fear of driving over bridges now. We're going to tell you all about it after Van Halen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Even though bridge collapses like the one in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week, are a rarity, that fear is a very real phobia.
And I've heard of people having this fear before this story.
Absolutely.
I mean, even for just reasons, yesterday we talked to a rockaholic by the name of Kevin, and he shared a story of when the Bay Area bridge collapsed. Him and his dad drove over it, and they basically missed it by a couple of seconds. They saw the bridge collapse behind them. And he says ever since then, he's white-knuckling it every time he goes over a bridge. And that makes sense. But some people who've never experienced anything with a bridge, but they'd still get nervous driving over them.
So I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's called gephorobia.
Well, I sure as hell I'm not going to correct you.
I think that's how you pronounce it. And people who suffer from it have been sharing their fears on social media, obviously, because this is a very real topic in the news right now.
Yeah, if you already had that fear, this was not a good story to come across.
No, and then I've read a couple things. One being if your car didn't end up in the water, if something like this happened,
right,
you've got about 60 seconds to get out of your car.
To make it happen.
To make it out. So they say some people have even started taking off their seatbelts and opening the windows in case they were to fall in the water, just to like pre-prepare in case there was an emergency.
I understand the fear. And I know some people, I don't know what it's like to have this as an anxiety issue, like the fear of that. But that just seems so, the window thing, sure. Roll the window down.
Sure.
That's up to you. But to unbuckle your safety belt just for a while you cross over the bridge just seems... Also, it would drive me nuts because then that damn beep would go on my car.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't even tell you how many arguments I've had, stupid arguments with my wife, because sometimes she'll just unhook her safety belt. Even at, like, we're down our development and we're about to go up the garage, and for some reason she just, like, unbuttoned it for her, and that boop, boop. Oh. I'm like, can you buckle your belt? She's like, we're going up our driveway. I think we're going to be okay. I'm like, I don't care about that. It's just the sound drives me nuts.
It's gonna make you crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've heard that people will keep like flashlights in their, like you keep a flashlight in your glove compartment. So if you had to break your window.
Oh, I was like, I got a flashlight on my phone. I don't need one.
I have a utility knife that has a little nubbin on the end, and it's for breaking windows.
Oh!
For real?
Yeah, and seatbelt cutting. So, like, you can cut your seatbelt, and then you could break the window.
Do you carry that for that reason, or is it just, like, an added bonus to having that utility knife?
I mean...
And why are you walking around with a utility knife?
Because you never know, Steve. You never know.
What, that you need to shank somebody?
Exactly.
there was a plenty of opportunities to shank people here at work yesterday. Yeah, you didn't do it.
I got it as a gift, and it's an orange one, and it just happened to be an emergency knife.
Can you imagine Danny in an emergency situation? Like, he would not remember that he even has this knife on him.
Now that I know that Danny carries a nub, I will always feel safer when I'm with him.
Thank you.
Always. Right.
Yeah, forever. Some of our friends carry nugs, but not nubs. So it's just it's a whole different thing.
Because of all this on social media over, you know, bridge fear, there is a montage that has been put together. People recording themselves driving over a bridge.
Just in case the bridge collapses and you need an escape rope.
What? That is absolutely terrifying. That bridge up in Maryland, like, just collapsed like Legos.
No! Please, please, please. Where's my crystal?
I'm driving over a bridge right now, and I'm scared as hell.
I'm not gonna look. I can't look.
Well, to be scared, it only makes sense to do something very safe, like pulling out your phone and recording yourself as you're driving over the bridge.
Yes, makes perfect sense.
If you wanted to really make sure that you're going to get over that bridge safely. What was that? The crystal? Is she using the crystal to break the window, or is it just a crystal for good luck?
I think it's just a crystal that you rub, keep it near your person.
Fair.
You know, as much of a hippie as I am, I'm not a crystal person. I don't know that that's going to help me get across the bridge.
Our friend Rose from Tacoma, she texted in and she said, I won't lie, after the news of the bridge collapse, the next time I got in my car, I made sure that my safety hammer was within reach.
There you go.
Yeah.
You should have one of those in your glove box, just in case.
I don't know if I have anything that could just break something easily. I have a bunch of Tatum's toys in the back, like a unicorn. I bet I could break a window with that.
Just use the horn?
Bam. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Feel free to call us at any point during our show, Rockaholics. I saw the story, I think it maybe was yesterday that this broke, that Skid Row has parted ways with their singer, Eric Grunwald.
I didn't even know Eric Grunwald was their singer. I knew there was a dude after Sebastian Bach, but this is the dude after the dude.
Well, this dude has only been in the band for 2 years, so there must have been a dude before this dude.
There was. I knew that. I don't know. I don't remember that dude's name. He was just a dude.
So did you get their latest album?
No.
The Gang's All Here?
No.
Because he sings on that album.
That's awesome.
So he's stepping aside to focus on his health.
Oh, thanks. Could you have at least told that before I started goofing on the fact that I didn't listen to the record? Poor guy's dealing with some health issues. I'm going to shut up.
Well, now you could support him by buying the album. He's actually a leukemia survivor, so he's dealt with some things in his life. But the band has already named...
Darren, at least you set that up before you started talking about Skid Row. Here I am cracking jokes. I hope he's okay.
His replacement, though, is someone that you know.
Okay.
Very well. This person is going to replace him. I think just maybe on tour, like a temporary replacement.
For like funsies and
for
stuff?
For funsies to hit these tour dates. It's Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Ooh, I'm in for this.
She's got pipes.
She's a great singer. Honestly, like, I've not listened to a Skid Row record since their second album. I love their first record. The second album, I think, is so underrated. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she has covered Skid Row before.
Yes.
Do you remember the Reanimate, the covers EP that Hailstorm put out?
Yes.
Which is a really good covers record. And they cover Slave to the Grind, which is off of Skid Row's second record.
Correct.
And I have do you want to hear what she sounds like if she was a singer of Skid Row?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully it doesn't curse Danny. Well, so far she sounds great.
So I know that
I'm in.
Sebastian Bach obviously hasn't been a part of the band for a very long time, but I think I would honestly kind of rather see Lizzie Hale fronting Skid Row than Sebastian Bach.
I disagree.
You're a Skid Row fan.
But only because of nostalgia. And surprisingly, Sebastian Bach's voice still holds up. Like,
yes.
I don't know, like that guy, whatever he's drinking is working for his vocal cords because he still sounds phenomenal. That being said, I would absolutely go see Lizzie Hale fronting Skid Row.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
And she is, I mean, as far as like vocal range goes, she's got one of the coolest ranges because she can do like low and gritty and slow, and then she can hit those high screams.
Also, what was the name of the new record? That you said
the gang's all here.
So because
the gang's all here.
The text brought up a good point. It's really the gang's all here. Sebastian's not there. Just asking.
Now they're really leaving him out.
Yeah, but I would totally see. Who is in that band? I mean, is it even like, I mean, are...
Lizzie Hale.
But who else? Like, are any of the original members of Skid Row even in Skid Row? I mean, maybe Dave, was it Dave the Snake?
Well, you're the big Skid Row fan in this group, Steve Miggs. Right? Come on.
Dude, when I was a kid, I was a they were like my band. I saw them twice on their first record.
I've always said that if I shower at night and don't wash my hair and wake up in the morning, that I look like Sebastian Bach. Like, that's what my hair looks like.
Oh, I
in
thought
the
you were going to do like a Skid Row joke. I'm like, where are we going with this?
No, my hair looks like Sebastian Bach's hair in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Dave the Snake Sabo still in the band. Rachel Boland still in the band as well. So two of the four are still in there.
So Lizzie Hale is going to be jumping on stage for their gigs in May and June. I don't know if they're coming here.
But honestly, now my interest is definitely peaked. So like, I'm going to keep an eye on whether or not Skid Row's coming. And hopefully they are while Lizzie is still singing with them.
Oh, for sure. Can I tell you something that's even more exciting than Lizzie Hale and Hailstorm?
What?
Mariners. Woo! Baseball.
Mariners.
Mariners baseball is back, baby. The season starts tonight. How are the M's going to do this year, Steve Miggs?
World Series.
It's our year. And we're going to chat with former pitcher of the Seattle Mariners and current analyst for Root Sports, Ryan Roland Smith, who will join us at 7:20.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Yes.
With Taryn Daly.
Then she asked if she could pay me in illegal substances.
And Steve Miggs.
So they're working on a new one. It's called Turbo Butt Chug.
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
Steve Miggs.
Yes.
I have a song stuck in my head. Can I sing it for you?
Please.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
I love how you're looking at me hoping that I'm going to cut you off, but I want you to embarrass yourself this entire time.
I wanted you to join me and sing the song.
We have a great bud of the show that's going to be joining us. I don't know if he wants to sing along with us, but he is a former Mariners pitcher. He's a current analyst for the Mariners. He's the host of the Top Step podcast. Plus, he has a new show that he's going to be telling us about as well. So please welcome to the show our friend, Ryan Roland Smith. Ryan.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. It's opening day. I'm excited. Finally, I've had to wait out this cold winter. I mean, I went to Australia for a few weeks, but I'm sick of this weather, so baseball just reminds me of good times, that's for sure.
Dude, we are all fired up. Obviously, it's the moment of pure optimism because the Mariners haven't played a game just yet, but it sounds like things are looking really good for them. I mean, from spring training, Mitch Haniger looked really good. Also, Cal Raleigh as well. And it seems like everybody, not just here locally, but the talk of baseball is how strong our starting five is. And I figure who better could tell us about it as a man who pitched for the Mariners as well.
Hey, listen, you said it too. This is the most optimistic time of year. We all know they haven't played a game yet. They're going to go to the World Series. You can throw out all the projections or the predictions you want. But, no, for good reason, man. You mentioned the rotation. So, you know, first of all, you got Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby. They would be a number one in pretty much, I'd say, 25 of 30 rotations, especially Damn. Luis Castillo, especially George Kirby. And you got three of them. Plus, they all throw a lot of innings, right? It's been a long time since three members of your rotation have thrown as many innings as they had. So that's the other part of this too. It's not like you've got one dude who's coming back from an injury and hopefully he can make it through. But the other two guys, Brian Wu, who's going to start the year in the IL, it's going to be a short stint on the injured list, and then you've got Bryce Miller. So these two young pitchers, they're absolute studs, full of talent. We just don't quite know what to expect from them in the next 6 months. So keep an eye on them to see how they kind of progress. If those two, out of the two of the five, I'm talking about the two young guys, if they can step up, take, you know, and level up and do some of the things they need to do this year, man, I'm telling you right now, what a foundation for this team to have some success.
One thing I know we're pretty excited about around here is the new Men's Room IPA is going to be on tap at T-Mobile Park. But they've also talked recently, Ryan Roland-Smith is who we're talking to, about some of the other crazy food items that get brought out for baseball season. Does that kind of stuff get you as excited as the game itself?
Of course, man. Listen, I got these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get shredded. I'm going to drop 25 pounds. And then, boom, I go to T-Mobile. I've got, you know, the Men's Room IPA, and I'm probably going to put a couple to sleep after a game, maybe. There's this sandwich called the Mitch Witch. I don't know if you've seen this thing.
Okay, I've heard about it.
Oh, dude, like, and it's combined, right? So Mitch Garver and Mitch Haniger, they've combined the sandwich. I don't know why they had to combine. They could have made two separate ones. I don't get it. But they're combined on one half. It's like bacon, grilled cheese. The other half's like, a pulled pork with some other, you know, fancy stuff on it too. I'm telling you, man, straight carbo load. It looks like it's good stuff. But T-Mobile, no one does it better when it comes to food. As you just do that big lap around the ballpark, there's all kinds of stuff. So I'm even more excited about that too.
I mean, if we're talking food, I got to bring back an argument we had yesterday. Everyone on the show is giving me a hard time, and one of my favorite things to get at T-Mobile Park is a pretzel. And I contend that you do not need any kind of dipping sauces to make a pretzel great. And everyone thinks I'm insane. What's your take? These are the questions we're asking on opening day to Ryan Roland-Smith, who's an incredible analyst for the Mariners. And here I am being like, do you like to dip your pretzel in anything, or do you like it just as a pretzel?
Yeah, I'm not eating a pretzel dry. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Thank you.
That's just what we needed to hear.
If it's one of those ones you get at like the mall or the movies or whatever, it's got the cinnamon, yeah, fair enough. But man, if it's just a straight dry pretzel, come on. You gotta dip it in something.
Yeah, you do.
You guys are all insane.
Only weirdos eat it dry, put it that way.
Yes! Okay.
Well, why is everyone looking at me right now? This is Did you also see speaking of Luis Castillo, did you see that awesome commercial that the Mariners just put out with where he's dressed up as The Rock?
So good. Hey, by the way, I'm not going to lie. It took me a little bit. I'm sitting going, I don't get it. I'm like, I see. Hey, listen, those commercials are a blast. They traditionally, the Mariners, Kevin Martinez, big props to him too.
I love Kevin.
A lot of the, he's the man. I mean, he's behind a lot of these, and they come up with some amazing ideas. I was fortunate as a player to be a part of some of them. It's a lot of fun. I love the fact that players, you know, sort of put their guard down and get involved and get amongst it and have some fun with it. But now that was a good one, man. I like it. There was a big dumper one that they showed where Cal's driving his giant dump truck.
Yes.
It's some good stuff.
Hey, we're talking with Ryan Roland-Smith, who's a great analyst for the Seattle Mariners. And you mentioned something when we were texting. I definitely want to give you a chance to talk about it. You have a new show. Tell us about it.
Yes, I cannot wait to debut this. And by the way, this is the first time I've spoken about this publicly. So there you go, on your show. So you should feel very excited for me.
We do.
I was expecting a sound effect or something. No. It's basically I started the podcast, you know, a couple of years ago, as the rest of the world did as well. Mm-hmm. And that was, that kind of kicked off around 2020, just to talk to players. We didn't have any baseball going on. And now it's transcended to a weekly Mariners show on Root Sports, and you can also catch it on YouTube. So I cannot wait. My first guest, I got Felix Hernandez. I got some other former players. Logan Gilbert jumped on with me just the other day. That's pre-recorded. It's going to come out. But it's going to come out the first week of the season. Like I said, if you've got Root Sports, you can catch on that. If you don't, catch it over at YouTube, or you can listen to the audio version too. It's called The Top Step with Ryan Roland Smith, talking all Mariners, telling stories, cracking jokes, and just getting that behind-the-scenes look. I cannot wait to share it with everyone.
Hey, Ryan, if you wouldn't mind, could you hold on to a song? Because I have a bunch of, I have a weird theory that I want to run by you, but we're up against the clock, yeah. And I want to make sure I get it and give you the proper time to digest my new theory on how the Mariners could get better.
Let's do it.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, it is opening day. The season opener for our Seattle Mariners is tonight at T-Mobile Park against the Boston Red Sox. And who better to chat with the Daily Migs Show this morning than Ryan Roland Smith, former Mariners pitcher, current analyst for the Seattle Mariners. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Of course.
And if, I don't know if you heard it in the background, some Blink 182. We're playing that for you there, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the new record?
First of all, I don't know if you're upset with me. I didn't thank you enough for hooking me up with the tickets, the radio station. I got to say, man, listen, first of all, a couple things. I went and saw them live when they were in Seattle. I'm just giving a backstory. And I kind of dropped hints last time I was talking to you guys on the radio to score some free tickets.
Yes.
It was amazing. They sounded just as good as when I had blue hair in 1999 at the Warped Tour. Let me tell you, ride my skateboard doing kickflips. I'm telling you, they sounded just as good. And I'm going to say, the new record, I do like it. It's a little on the emotional side. I do like when they mess around a little bit. But man, it's so good to see them back. Listen to Travis Barker talk about that whole progress on a podcast or something like that. It's so good to see them all back. So again, I do have to give a public thank you for hooking me up with tickets and doing it for me.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Top three pop punk bands. Since you were going to Warped Tour, of course, you're talking about Blink 182. Who are you putting on that top three?
Okay, so you got Blink 182, right? They kind of did go a little too mainstream for me. I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I was like, oh man, no. We're going to keep this I guess they're mainstream right out of the gate. I'm going Pennywise.
Yes.
I love Pennywise. Oh man. I would say I probably listened to more Pennywise than I did Blink 182. And number three, as you put me on the spot here, I'm going to have to go either MXPX or there's another group. I don't know if they have Lagwagon was another
nice.
One too.
Dude.
A couple of these ones.
Danny,
if people are like shaking their heads, but they're probably my top three.
Danny just jumped out of his seat when you said MXPX. Of course, the Northwest Zone. I don't know if you ever run into those guys because they're from right around here, and that's Danny's favorite punk band.
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
They're from Bremerton.
Oh, my God. Okay. It just unlocked thoughts in my head right now. I no idea. I loved them back in the day when I was in high school. Wow. I had no idea.
Tom, the guitarist, he'll text Danny from time to time and say he's listening to the show. It's kind of crazy.
Well, if he's listening right now, thank you for all the memories back in the late 90s. Early 2000s, fellas. Appreciate it.
We're talking with Ryan Roland Smith. You got that brand new show that's going to be debuting on Root Sports and on YouTube as well, which your first interview is going to be with the king himself, Felix Hernandez. And so I mentioned before the break how I have a dumb theory. It's a dumb theory, but it's a legit question for you. So every year, it seems like the first month, maybe even the first 6 weeks, the Mariners hitting is red rotten. And right. I truly believe it's because of the weather. So what I contend is that we build heaters. Like you go to a restaurant and you've got those heaters and you put them all around the ballpark and you turn them on for the first 6 weeks. So that way things are a little bit warmer for the team. Because it feels like once the weather gets better, the bats come alive.
Listen, dude, first of all, I know that sounds crazy. It's not, man. The Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers, if you look at their ballpark, it's very similar to the Mariners, right? And what they try and do, obviously Milwaukee is a cold climate. But any time the temperature gets above a certain amount, I can't remember what it was. They want to open the roof up. They want to get as many days as possible with the roof open and everything in that ballpark. But the hitter's like, no. We have to keep this bad boy warm because they have, like I said, similar ballpark, but it's all enclosed. So like when you close the roof, the retractable roof, these giant glass walls come up and keeps the place warm. Mm. And I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you that has come up at T-Mobile Park. Can we just crank some heaters or something? Because I'm with you, man. April, hey, it's cold for me. I know I sound like I'm being soft here, but I get cold too. I'm walking around like, oh, man, it's freezing. I'm telling you, it has a huge effect on the hitters. It really, really does. If they could do something where they just get this giant heater over, I don't know what it is.
Roll them out.
I'd love to see it.
See, I'm not as stupid as I thought.
Not at all. Those are great ideas.
Absolutely.
So, true. If we had to put you on the spot, what do you think? How are the Mariners doing this season?
All right. Okay. So I talk about this on the. I break this down on the first episode of the Top Step on my show in segment number one. Three factors. They can get to 95 wins. That's the number for me. How do they get to 95 wins? Right now, they're projected to be 87, 88 wins. To get to 95 wins, three things. Number one, I mentioned the rotation. Those two guys, Bryce Miller and Brian Wu, once he's healthy, they have to step up. They have to be amazing, but they have to be above and beyond. So that's number one. Number two, Julio Rodriguez. Yes, he's a stud, 30 bombs last year. He's got to get the ball in the air more. The guy, as good as he is, we all love him. He's one of the best players on the planet. He hits the ball on the ground a lot. If he can get the ball off the ground, man, his numbers are going to be, like, insanely good. Like, historic numbers. If he can just get the ball off the ground, like, 10% more, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If he can get the ball off the ground, so watch that in the month of April. If he's hitting balls off the ground more often, he's in good shape. And the other thing is, too, the health. We all talk about that. Mitch Haniger. Only played 80 games, 60 games last year. Polanco played 80 games. Mitch Garber played 80 games. These guys are playing, you've got to get those guys 140 games, and you'll be in good shape. If you do those three things, I think 95 wins is not out of the question, and then winning the division.
Oh, let's go, Ryan.
See it, baby.
One last thing I got to say, because you brought up Julio Rodriguez. Do you remember last year when we first, I think it was last year we were talking about, maybe 2 years ago, we were talking about Julio Rodriguez and his nickname is J-Rod, and I was like, I don't like that nickname. I think his nickname should
be,
you remember, yeah. Julio Gulio.
That's right. It was like the wedding singer reference. Right?
Yes.
Like, Julio Gulio, that's right.
So
yeah, it doesn't roll off, but you're worried about it being too close to A-Rod, right?
Well, that was the issue, but like, you all made fun of me for Julio Gulio, and then, you know, I know you do stuff over at ESPN Radio, and, you know, shout out to Brock Heward and Salk. They do a show together, and I was listening on their podcast one day, and I heard Puyallup's Finest – Brock Heward referred to Julio Rodriguez as Julio Gulio, and I'm like, I wonder where he got that. Are you handing my nicknames over to him? I know you guys are friends.
Yeah, that wasn't me, dude. I'm telling you, he likes a little bit of our music. I'm telling you right now, he's listening to the channel in between. I'm telling you, he heard you say it, dude. I promise you, I did not say anything. I promise you.
Wouldn't that be funny if he heard it and didn't?
I would never do that to you.
Hey, we're going to be at the Mariners game next week on the Wednesday afternoon game. Hopefully we can see you there.
Yes, let's do it. Let's catch up. Let's talk about some MXPX. Hey, Brett, bring the guys from MXPX to the ballpark, will you? You guys have got that kind of pull. I need to meet these guys. Let's go. Come on.
We would, but that's called kidnapping, and I don't know if we could do that.
Give up your tickets for them, and then we're good.
Man, I got you tickets to see Blink-182 now. I'm supposed to hook up MXPX with Mariners tickets. When does Steve get tickets?
I don't have that kind of phone. Come on.
You work for the team.
Big thank you to Ryan Roland Smith this morning. So excited to check out the new show on Root Sports. That's going to be legendary.
And Ryan, hopefully you can join us some more when as the season goes on.
For sure. Sounds good. I'd love to, guys. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.